Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here with another Amazing Race exit interview for Amazing Race 28. And today we're going to be talking with the latest team eliminated from the Amazing Race in episode number 5. They are the fourth team to be eliminated, and that is Team Clever. So Aaron and Jocelyn are going to be joining us today here on the Amazing Race exit interview. Of course, Friday night, Jessica, Lise, and I got into everything from this week's Amazing Race. You can catch that recap on robhasawebsite.com. And again, just a programming note, no Amazing Race now for the next couple of weeks. We'll be back again live on Friday night, April 1st, for the next Amazing Race episode recap. Before we get to today's exit interview, let me just take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast, and those are our friends over at Spin for Perfect Skin, which is a tremendous device because, as many of you guys are watching on The Amazing Race, you know that people are on this exciting journey around the world. Well, I'm on a journey too, and that journey is towards perfect skin. Now, it doesn't have to be hard. It seems like that would be a difficult thing to do, but no, that's where you're wrong, and that's where Spin for Perfect Skin comes in. There's no more roadblocks to having perfect skin, because if you're a simple guy like me, you can easily incorporate the Spin for Perfect Skin brush into your daily routine, because it's got all these unique attachments for light cleaning, exfoliating. You're going to be U-turning all of the bacteria on your skin surface left and right and reducing your pore size, instantly killing bacteria and making sure that your skin stays clean. It is shower friendly and travel friendly, which is very important on the Amazing Race. And so you got to try this out. We've got a great deal for you. The original price is $100 for the Spin for Perfect Skin brush. It's down to $30 with our discount. Go to vanityplanet.com/RHAP. That's vanityplanet.com/RHAP. Use the promo code RHAP, and you could be joining me on the journey towards perfect skin. All right, let's get into our exit interview for today with the two women who were eliminated from the Amazing Race in a very intense leg in the French Alps this week. Team Clever, Aaron and Jocelyn are on the line. Aaron and Jocelyn, are you there?
Hi, Rob. Nice to meet you.
Good morning, Aaron and Jocelyn. How are you guys doing?
Good. Good.
This is Jocelyn. I have to tell you really quick, Rob, I totally listened to your podcast when I was getting ready for the race, so thank you.
Oh, well. Did you hear anything useful?
I did. It was just so fun. I mean, I just love anything like behind the scenes-y, and you're the king of that. So it was fun. I remember literally just like sitting in a parking lot a few days before we left, just trying to pack in as much information as possible, listening to your podcast.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate that. And, you know, very nice to talk to you guys both. Have a lot of respect for what you guys have been able to do online as well, just as a content creator. So nice to chat a little bit today about what went on the race. Let's talk about this leg of the race, because I thought this was really intense and I would have been, you know, soiling my underwear being up there. So I can't even imagine what it was like. Can you just talk a little bit about how scary this leg was?
Well, you know, it was really terrifying. I think Jocelyn, I was worried about Jocelyn because before the race to train, we actually did bungee jumping and did a lot of stuff to train, and Jocelyn's afraid of heights. So I was worried about Jocelyn being so afraid, but she was such a boss and went into this challenge without any fear. She went on that zip line and got that clue without even skipping a beat. And what's interesting is it is one of the most terrifying things I've ever done, we didn't have time to process it, really. Our goal is just to get to the pit stop, get through this leg, and try to enjoy it a little bit, but really you just don't have time to think sometimes about how dangerous what you're doing actually is.
And it's so funny too, because when you watch it on TV, it looks so much more dangerous than it felt in the moment. But mm-hmm. In hindsight, I was like, what were we thinking?
So at the end of the episode, there was this really dramatic moment where you have the three people that are up there at the top of the hill, and Erin is, you know, waiting for that right gust of wind to ultimately take her to the finish line. And ultimately, it just doesn't work. Erin, how many times did you attempt to do the paraglide before you ultimately were able to get down?
You saw basically all of them. So I attempted it twice and fell twice. And then the third time I finally took off. I was telling Jocelyn this earlier today. The time that I actually took off, though, was only because my pilot moved us down to Ashley's position on the mountain because Ashley and Sherry were positioned a little further away, and the gust of wind was perfectly hitting the mountain right where they were standing. And so after the second attempt, my pilot, I was like begging him, basically. My pilot was kind of conservative. He didn't want to take any gust of wind, which I would appreciate if I was, you know, just a casual visitor to Chamonix. But as a racer, he was giving me anxiety. I was like, I don't care if I like die on this mountain. We have to get to the pit stop. And so eventually I convinced him to move down to Ashley's positioning. And thankfully that was when I finally took off. But, we actually, after the second attempt, it took us about 35 minutes or 30 minutes or so before I finally could catch a gust of wind. And when we went to get, when we got our clue for this challenge where it says wind beneath our wings, it did say that this was a weather dependent challenge and that if there was no wind, we may have to go do another challenge that was set up for us. So it was a luck of the draw, roadblock. And that's how the race goes. And that's what makes it so exciting. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Could you have switched at any point, or that it was for all of the teams, if there was no win, that they would have changed the challenge?
You know, that's a great question. I actually thought when I was standing up there after the second time, I thought to myself, is there a producer that I could talk to about switching? But at that point, I'd already hiked up another mountain mm-hmm. to get there. And I was like, I'm not going to go switch now. But there was a moment I thought maybe they'll let me switch, but that would have just taken way too much time. So,
do you guys know ultimately how far behind Sherry and Cole you guys ended up finishing on this leg?
Well, I know that Erin ended up coming down off the mountain probably because, like she said, she was waiting for the wind. I think it was about 30 minutes after Sherry and Cole. So I believe that's about how much later we finished behind them. In the grand scheme of the race, where sometimes teams you'll see finish hours later, it wasn't very long, but yeah. It was, you know, long enough.
And the drive to the pit stop was really fast. It probably was about 5 minutes away from the challenge.
I want to talk to you guys about a rumor that I had heard about you guys on this leg of the race. Now, we saw you guys moving around trying to find where the lunch was, and you didn't realize that you had the baguette on your person. Or you didn't think that was enough of a meal, which I, in fairness, I think that's probably, you know, I like to have a little more than just a loaf of bread for lunch. But you guys found somebody's lunch, and allegedly, was this Phil Kogan's lunch?
Yes, it was. We found Phil Kogan's lunch because, I'm sorry, a baguette is not enough for a well-balanced meal.
Not a meal.
I don't think that's lunch. And so we found a bag of, like, just a plastic grocery bag full of food. And I think, Erin, didn't it have a sign on it that said Phil or something?
And there was this little tag.
There's no craft service up on top of the mountain?
Apparently not. We almost stole Phil's lunch because we were just so, you know, desperate at that point. It had only been a few minutes, honestly, that we were talking about the lunch. But ultimately, the other teams were just taking the baguette, so we just followed suit and did that.
Yeah.
Although there was a moment where we were like, okay, we'll risk it. So we go on the top of the mountain, and Zach and Rachel had just finished delivering lunch, and we were about to start. And I said, Zach, is the baguette lunch? And he goes, no. And then Rachel was in front of him, and she heard me and didn't realize he'd answered. And she said, oh yeah, it's lunch. So I don't know if Zach was trying to throw us off our game there. Mm-hmm. That's something that we did. I was wondering if they were going to show, but they didn't. So everybody was trying to fool each other about the lunch thing.
And everyone was confused, I think, and needed more oxygen.
Let me ask you guys about some things that happened in some of the previous legs of the race. You guys were in Colombia and needed to raise money to get people on the bus, you seemed like you guys had so much fun doing that task. What was it that was so exciting about getting the money on the bus?
Everything was exciting about getting the money on the bus. That was such a cool opportunity for us to interact with the locals. And we went way out into, you know, the suburbs of Cartagena. We were probably on the bus for a total of like an hour and a half, and we were way out there. And the people were just so wonderful and so generous and giving us extra money and helping us. And we were dancing on the bus and sweating and screaming out to people. And Erin was wiping up people's butt sweat with her hands unknowingly.
Wow.
It was It was a dream come true.
Wow.
Also, we picked that challenge. I told Jocelyn when we got our clue. I said this bus challenge is going to take longer. We should do the other one. It'll be faster. But Jocelyn's point was, listen, we are personalities. Like, we talk to people all day long, every day. This will be really easy for us. And we did want to pick a couple of challenges throughout our journey that would be fun and memorable and right up our alley. So that's the reason why we did it, because we love people and we just had the best time singing and dancing and really enjoying that challenge.
Okay. Also on that leg, I believe when you were in Colombia, so you had to do the handbag task. And so, Aaron, you were paired up with Scott working together. And then there was a point when it looked like that you tried to ditch Scott and just go off. And then he seemed to get upset with you. How close were you to actually ditching Scott during that leg?
It's not very close. So where I ran up when I said, I've already been here, I've already checked this, in my mind, there was another marked vendor several feet. It was like right around the corner. And I'm like, well, I've already checked this. I'm going to go check the other vendor that I haven't checked because I don't have time to sit here. Because Scott was still trying to figure out like what we had to do. And by that point, I'd probably already ran about 7 miles and it had gotten dark and my inner self was freaking out. So I wasn't going to ditch him. I actually was just going to go check another vendor that was literally right around the corner. So, you know, he came back. He was very upset with me. Understandably, I didn't communicate well. We were working together, even though I was trying very hard not to work with people because, you know, sometimes it can slow you down. But I did apologize multiple times because I love Scott. He's such a great guy. And so I was very frustrated. That was about as frustrated. That leg, you also didn't see. Jocelyn and I had a safe word, and it was Taylor Swift. And anytime Jocelyn would get on my nerves, which is very rare, by the way, but I can be moody sometimes. So I said, anytime you get on my nerves, I will use Taylor Swift and you will know, just to kind of give me some space. So that leg, I was running by her and she's like, go, Aaron, yay, go. And I was in such a crazed state of mind. I just yelled Taylor Swift at her and just kept running. They didn't use it in the cut, but that leg was the only leg that I got really kind of frustrated. And I think you saw that with my interaction with Scott.
Let me ask you about something that came up last week on the show. So I got to speak with Brittany following the episode where they were eliminated. And Brittany was saying that her and Jessica were very upset following the race because they had felt like that they had been helping a number of teams along the way, and they felt like that you guys were one of the teams that they had given help to, and they were very upset that that you two and some of the other teams were not reciprocating that help in their hour of need, and she seemed to be upset about the whole thing. Do you have anything that you want to add about why you decided not to help Brittany and Jessica, or specifically Jessica?
It's really interesting because, you know, the episode didn't show what actually happened. And that's absolutely not the case. I did not help Jessica. In fact, Jessica texted me after the episode aired just to say, I'm so sorry they didn't show everything, that they didn't show me saying how you did try to help me. So yes, to be honest, when we were all at the detour together and Jessica was yelling and asking people for help, we were finishing at that moment and I did not hear her. I was still in the zone looking at my flag, you know, because going into the race, Aaron and I wanted to help as many people as we could. And we stuck with that even on this detour or on this roadblock. As I was leaving the roadblock, I actually stopped and I talked to Jessica and I gave her the flag. I said, this is the one that was most challenging for me. It was Costa Rica. There was a mountain. It had snow on it. And because the wind wasn't blowing, you couldn't see this. And so I gave her that flag and I said, this is the toughest one for me. And then I ran out because I had wasted probably, you know, more time than any on that one. So then it turns out that apparently threw her off. She got confused somehow and that ended up picking her. But I did, in fact, try to help her. I know that Brittany said she thought maybe I purposefully gave her the wrong flag, which 100% is not true. At the end of the day, I'm disappointed that it was, you know, portrayed as, you know, girls pitting themselves against each other, because I personally don't stand for that at all. So
But I understand it's a show. It's got to be entertaining. But at the end of the day, as long as Jessica knows that I wouldn't do that to her, that's all that matters to me, 100%.
Also, I'm going to try to add in this because I've seen the girls say this several times about how Jessica helped me in the cave. And that was very hurtful that we didn't help them because Jessica helped me in the cave. Jessica told me, "You got this, girl. I believe in you," and ran away.
Encouragement.
So, yeah. I mean, we all encouraged each other. I don't really know if that's enough of a move to say single-handedly we helped Aaron in the cave. Actually, if anything, Jessica told me that the blue mask set, she's like, "I don't think they're not getting the blue set approved." So if anything, and the blue set was the reason why I finally got out of that cave.
Mm-hmm.
So if anything, she might have inadvertently hurt me in the cave. So I find that I would just, every time I hear Jessica say, "Oh, Brittany was helping," or Brittany say, "Jessica was helping Aaron in that cave," I'm like, "Oh, I mean, kind of, but I don't really know."
We don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, those girls are very resourceful. I feel like they were very strong competitors on the race. We're friends now. I really like them. And it was just disappointing that it was portrayed like that because the girls on the show, I felt like, got along really, really well.
Yeah. And I'm going more by what my interview with Brittany from last week than from the show.
Right. Yeah, and I listened to it also.
Okay. I know you guys have a lot going on at Clever. Can you tell any of the listeners anything new or exciting that you guys are doing over there?
Gosh, you know, award show season officially just wrapped up, but award show season never truly ends because, as we know, there's an award show for everything. Aaron and I are both very involved in multiple aspects of what's going on here at Clever. So we are a big part of our news team. We just launched a news show with Verizon on Go 90. It's called Clever Now. That's one new exciting project we're working on, as well as our daily news and all the entertainment news coverage that we do. On the personality-driven front, which is where Clever's seeing a lot of success, we have some new shows coming down the pipeline that aren't officially public yet, but keep your eye out for those probably in the spring. And Aaron and I also work on a show called Cheat Day, which
Yes. You
will see some racers on, and there's some more guests coming up soon. And that's basically where we eat indulgent foods until we throw up.
Okay.
It's very entertaining.
All right, just don't eat Phil's lunch on Cheat Day. That's all that I ask.
Right. Yeah, I know.
And also, there's another thing that's happening too that we can't quite announce yet. So, if anybody wants to follow us on our social media, I think everybody who's listening to this podcast is going to want to know about it. So.
Okay. At Hey Aaron Robinson, at Jocelyn Davis, Team Clever, yeah. Thanks so much for coming on with me and all the best to you both, okay?
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
All right, take care. Bye. All right, everybody, there you have it. Aaron and Jocelyn here on the exit interview. Very fun to talk with them and wishing them lots of success, continued success for them in the future. All right, that's going to do it for us here on the Exit Interview podcast. We will be back, assuming it's an elimination leg, coming up here in a couple of weeks in that first week of April. Until then, hope you guys are enjoying the rest of the podcast here on robisawebsite.com. You can subscribe to the podcast. Go to robisawebsite.com/iTunes or search RHAP in your favorite podcatcher. Lots of fun stuff coming up on the show this week. Hope you check it out. Looking forward to reading your comments on robisawebsite.com. Take care, everybody. Bye.